We continue our coverage of the Turn This Town Around project. This series follows two towns, Grafton in north central West Virginia and Matewan in southern West Virginia, as they undergo projects to help the towns look better and revitalize community development. This week, teams are receiving final feedback and getting the chance to put a final polish on their projects before team grants are awarded. The application deadline has passed, but teams now have this two-week window to edit their proposals before funding decisions are finalized. Grafton teams met Monday night. Amanda Yeager, Director for Community Strategies for the West Virginia Community Development Hub, says there was a strong turnout of more than 100 people. She says the team spent a good chunk of their time helping each other through a peer exchange.
So we asked the folks to take their application, go to another table, and hand it to that other team. And it was really great to see them reading over each other's applications, and you could see people writing notes and making recommendations, and just really working as a whole community.
Yeager says 37 teams have applied for funding in Grafton. Each team hopes to receive up to $2,500 for their community improvement project. There's enough to fully fund 20 projects, although some teams have requested less than the maximum amount. Yeager says a lot of the applications were still very vague, so they've asked them to use these 2 weeks to provide more detail. She encourages them to talk things through with one another and reach out to her if they have questions. The Grafton teams who will receive funding will find out at their next meeting on September 8th. Yeager, who's working with teams in Matewan as well as Grafton, says she can sense the excitement in both communities.
It's definitely been building. The momentum's been building. So I'm really hopeful that that'll continue, and I think that it will. And I like to see that a lot of the projects have already kind of started, even though they don't necessarily have that money yet. You can see them meeting and coming up with the plans, and you can really see the communities coming together.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Sarah Lowther-Hensley in Fairmont.